Hazel and Andrew Lynn, welcome to the studio. You recently set out on a father-daughter bike and camp trip. Hazel, could you set the scene for us? What took place and what was the experience like?
Well, we were riding our tandem and we stopped to camp every night. And all of the nights we camped at campgrounds and we rode our bike in. And the second to last day, we stealth camped on the side of a bike path.
So stealth camping means you weren't on a campground?
Yeah, we weren't on a campground. Yeah, we were on our tandem, and we were biking every day and camping, and we were getting our food from, like, we brought food, and we got it from, like, rest stops and stuff.
All right. And how did you prepare for the adventure? Sounds like you had quite a bit of equipment with you carried on your bikes. So what kind of preparation went into the trip?
Well, we used panniers, which goes on the back of our bike. And we didn't pack what we didn't need. We had food, essentials, and we basically put it in, like, crates. And then when we were ready and we had everything together, we put them in our panniers and, like, strapped the, sleeping bags on the back of my seat. So I was, like, leaning back on a, like, sleeping bag pileup. So it was mostly on the back of the bike.
Sounds kind of comfortable.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, you're the founder of Troy Bike Rescue, and this bike ride was dedicated to the fallen Troy Bike Rescue volunteer, John Lynch. Could you talk a bit more about the intention behind this?
It was not planned, I should say. Hazel and I had been planning this bike ride. We were actually planning a longer bike ride for last year because it was the first year that Hazel could really ride our tandem, just with the length of her legs and becoming a stronger kid and able to do it. So we had a longer bike ride plan, but COVID kind of trampled those plans. And so we're determined this year to do something. And the night, I think it was either 1 or 2 days before we were due to leave, we got word that John Lynch, who's a longtime Troy Bike Rescue volunteer and worked at the food co-op in Albany, and also volunteered at a bike program in Kingston, had been killed by a car in the dusk hours in Kingston with a few other riders. And it sounded like a pretty, from the newspaper articles, it was not a pleasant thing. And it was upsetting on many levels, especially because John was a really amazing soul and, you know, dedicated person, lived a car-free existence, biked everywhere, would ride his bike to his mom's in New Hampshire and back and forth from Kingston all the time, and was just like a model TBR person with a big heart and a really interesting person to talk to. So we were sort of in a moment of grief, but, you know, determined to set out on our trip at the same time. So we decided to dedicate the ride, which was going to be about 5 or 6 days long, to John. And we made up a flag with a stencil of a photograph made from a photograph of him and flew that on the back of our bike. I've done a lot of bike touring, and part of my ritual for setting out on a trip is to fly some sort of flag. And sometimes it's just, you know, ribbons or feathers, and in this case, it was an image of John with a dedication message.
Thank you. Hazel, what was the hardest part about this? How many days was it? 5 days journey?
Yeah, it was 5 days.
What was the hardest part about this trip?
Honestly, I think the hardest part about this trip was going up hills. There were a lot of hills, but there were only a few big ones, and the big ones were, like, really big. So,
And would you encourage other kids to set out on similar adventures, and why?
I would, and I think it's really important to know that you can do it, even though that some kids might not think that they can do it. When I was getting ready and, like, packing, I was pretty nervous that I couldn't do it, but once the first day was done, I was really excited to keep going, and yeah, it was really cool.
I was highly impressed with Hazel's stamina, not only physically, but mentally. I had no doubt that she could pull her weight physically, especially because we were on a tandem bicycle, which means that, you know, I can't leave her behind. But I wasn't sure that how she would handle, you know, what I would consider potential boredom, for lack of a better word, because you're really biking all day and you get into a zone and it becomes, you know, almost trance-like. You know, I'd never done anything like that with my 9-year-old here. But I was highly impressed. She did a great job and not only pulled her weight physically to the point where we were riding the same amount of miles that I would have by myself, but also we were having really interesting conversations and there was no complaining, you know, which is something that, you know, the parents of 9-year-old kids are very familiar with. That just all sort of dissipated, and that was really cool to me, because it became all about the trip.
Sounds like you gained quite a bit of respect for each other. So yeah. How has your relationship evolved through this experience?
Well, hanging out with my dad, like, for 5 days straight, like, nonstop. Like he said, we were focusing on the trip, but also focusing on, like, each other and how we were, like, acting to each other and stuff.
And how has your relationship with yourself changed? Do you have a different understanding of who you are and what you're capable of?
Yeah. Like I said, I thought I couldn't do it. But once I started pedaling and knowing I could do it, I knew I could do it, and I'm really excited to do it again. We're actually planning another one next year with my whole family, and I might be on my own bike.
Do you want to talk about how long you've been bike touring?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I've been bike touring since I was a baby. What do you say, about 10 months?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was in the back trailer on the back of the tandem. I don't really remember it, but this was my first time pedaling.
That's great. So you're going to do more. Do you want to introduce your family quickly? Who else is going to be joining you next time?
My mom, Vicky, and my sister, her name's Laurel, and she's 4 years old.
So how will she ride?
She will ride in not a trailer, but a seat that you put in the back of the bike.
I'd love to end with you describing a memorable experience that happened on this trip.
Well, when we weren't bored, but when we were feeling like we didn't have much to talk about, we made up songs, and we took it away from this song that I learned at theater camp, and it's the Seussical Junior, the musical, and we, like, sort of based it off of that tune, and then we came up with more, things that we saw throughout the trip so far. Yeah, I think that's one of the most memorable things that we did.
Any chance we get a preview to that song?
No, I wish that we, one thing that we had talked about doing and never got around to, and I would encourage anyone else who, you know, does trips like this to do, is to journal in some sort of way. It's hard when you're on the road because it's not always the focus. You're focusing on, you know, just whatever you need to be at that moment. So yeah, we were wishing that we had done a little bit more keeping track. So next time that's going to be one of our focuses.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of
that. One of the verses was, I've gotten into looking at, like, other states' license plates. Mm-hmm. And one of them, one of the verses was about license plates.
I think it talked about roadkill, because that was definitely when you're riding on a bike, you get a little bit more of a sense of the animals going, that get crushed by cars.
And you're much slower than a car, and you realize that. Like a mile in a car, an hour in a car is like a day in bike.
Mm-hmm. Is that the big difference between car and bike travel?
Yeah.
The speed?
Yeah.
What else is different?
In a car, you're going so fast that you can't really like look at your surroundings and notice what is going on. But when you're on a bike, you can notice what's going on and around you and look at the surroundings and
wildlife, plant life. We saw, what kind of animals did we see?
We saw a lot of deer.
We saw a lot of buzzards, like vultures.
Yeah.
Both the different species of vultures, very close.
It's another reason to journal, to keep a list of all the animals. Well, we're running out of time. Is there anything that you'd like to end with?
Yes. I think that people should really try this, because if you try this, I think that you can realize that you can do more than you think.
Yeah, I think that's a cool observation, Hazel. You know, the reason I like to go out on bike trips is it's like a reset of a lot of things. Finding some way to do that, whether it's a bike trip or not, I think is important for folks to take away. I would add on the Troy Bike Rescue front, to anyone who is interested in following our activities, we now have a pop-up retail shop where we have bikes and parts for sale in downtown Troy at 51 3rd. It's open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You can find out more at troybikerescue.info.
Thank you for joining us in the studio.
Thanks,
Hazel
Sina.
And Andrew.
Welcome. Thank you.